as it happens.
Fashion news. Is it trending or not?
Follow us now.
Don't you ever try to find me on the radio. I dare you to try to say something crazy.
It's time for Bella's Tea Report.
Tell me if you want.
Exclusively on
Keep Playing with
B96.5.
All right, so let's just hop right into it. It looks like we have another hip-hop first, and it was not from Soulja Boy. Wop, wop, wop. Anyways, it looks like it came from Icewear Bezo, okay? Quality Control rapper Icewear Bezo says that he is the first person, okay? Let me just also say it like this. The first trapper to record a mixtape in a Rolls Royce. Yep, you heard me right. That's what I said. He said that he's the first trapper to record a mixtape in a Rolls Royce. And I bet Soulja Boy ain't been able to do that yet. Now, he said, come and check him. Okay. But anyways, it has not been put out just yet. But he recorded 3 songs in the back of his Ghost. And he's the first rapper to ever do it. Y'all can't make this up. I promise you. Okay, we see you, Icewear Bezo. You better get on it. But anyways, next, I do have an update for you on the PNB Rock shooting. So it looks like the robber did get away with some jewelry. So, of course, the police have put the pawn shops on high alert. Okay, so no suspects are in custody just yet. Okay, which I think is so crazy. And I wonder, I want to see the video. Did they have face masks on or were they barefaced? And why has no one been able to get these suspects in custody? And the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles opened back up today. Like, that's weird. But anyways, police in LA are confirming that it was the geotagging that led to the death of PNB Rock. But however, it was not the fault of his girlfriend. So y'all got to stop blaming her, okay? It was not her fault at all. Last but not least, major shout out to Cardi B. She made a surprise visit to her former middle school in the Bronx. And she also donated $100,000 to the school as well, okay? She goes on to say in her speech that, listen, this school did a lot for me. Growing up in the Bronx, it was hard. Like, you don't get to have a regular teenage kid life the way that other people do. So she wanted to make sure she gave back because hopefully they can do some after school programs with that $100,000, whatever it is. She just wants to make sure that she contributes to the kids at school. So major shout out to her. But talking about giving back, tomorrow is one of the biggest giving back days that there is. Okay, and of course, we'll talk about it coming up more in my show. But you already know, if you need more of Bella's Tea, head to hiphopb965.com. It is all there, all right? Be there.